disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
It's true of so many things in life. Timing is everything, and boy, our trip are equal. That's why I got my shirt on, my Crooked Hillary shirt on today. Lock her up, Hillary for prison. Wearing that today because we've got our Equal Justice Tour. We've got it going on this weekend. Man, listen, we'd love for you to come and join us. You say, Coach, where? Well, I'm going to release that here at some point. So we got a lot of trolls. And I just want to make sure that we don't give them too much of a head start or notice of where we're going to be. I don't know if you guys have been watching or not, but Antifa and some of those guys, they've been showing up at protests around the country. So I'm not going to tip them off and let them know exactly where we're going to be. If you want to go with us this weekend, you got to register. You got to go to the website. Listen, you don't have to pay any money, okay? I'm probably making somebody mad, Jared or Mike, or I don't know. We just need to know, because we're going to put together a list of people, phone numbers, so we can stay in contact, and I'll get all the details and all that stuff to you. And we're going to release publicly here very soon on where we're going to go, but it's going to be the Equal Justice Tour of your life. You're going to be part of it. And timing is everything. I don't know if you guys saw that the Tucker Carlson show last night. Mike Heath just told me that it was the most watched show in the history of cable television. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Joe Biden cannot be president of the United States. I don't know what they're going to do. And if you watched it at all last night, boy, did that guy have some credibility, huh? There was some real... he just kind of told it like it was. And if you missed it, I'm sorry. I'm not going to replay it here, and I'm not going to jump in that thing. See, listen. Hey, Randy, I know Randy's out there listening. Listen, folks, when they laughed at me, how many... they laughed at me 18 months ago. When we went to Crooked Hillary's, they laughed at me. They told me I some big names, some people that you would think they would be with us, just said, oh, you're wasting your time. Let me tell you something. You ain't never wasting your time when you're doing the work of the Lord. You're never wasting your time. Sorry. Huh? They said that about David when he showed up with that little slingshot, huh? They just said that about him too, wasting his time. Yeah. Everywhere you look, man, people are always wasting their time. Yeah. Why is that? Because they don't believe in the supernatural intervention of the Lord. You get what I'm saying? Somebody's got to sling a stone. Somebody has got to do that, right? And so that's what we're going to go do. Somebody's got to go lay a hand on it. Somebody's got to go open a portal. Somebody has to go do something. Listen, when God supernaturally intervenes, I'm giving you a lesson in life. You listen to me. When God supernaturally intervenes in a situation, simply because he does, that's what they call a miracle. That's a miracle when God supernaturally intervenes. I'm going to tell you something. God intervenes all the time, and it doesn't have to be a miracle. He just needs you to show up, so he's got a vessel to work through. When he has a vessel to work through, that ain't a miracle, friends. And all that is all that does is demonstrate our lack of belief and faith in the Lord and who he says he is. Have I not commanded you, be strong, very courageous, be not afraid, be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Now, you either believe that or you don't, and I'm going to tell you, most of us don't. They don't. He said, go ye into all the world, and lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the earth. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. That's us dwelling. You know what? You don't believe it. You don't believe it. My skin's been crawling for 3 days in anticipation of what we're going to do this weekend. And I'm going to tell some of you out there, if you're fence sitters, you're sitting on the fence and you don't know if you want to go, it will be a lifelong memory for you. I'm going to tell you that. It'll be a lifelong memory. Not only will it be a lifelong memory, it will, in fact, build your faith. That's what it'll do. Remember that a couple of weeks ago we did a show, What's Holding You Back? What's holding you back? What's holding you back? Well, Coach, that's a long drive.
Transportation.
Yeah, it's a long drive, Coach. Well, so we got cars, don't take. Get in the car and drive. If I said get there, you're gonna anybody that comes gets $100,000. Oh, you get there, you figure out. So it's motive. See, it's motive. It's not anything else. And I understand some of you can't make it. I get it. Some of you have transportation issues, job issues. I get it. But there's some of you who don't have any reason not to come, other than you're afraid, or somebody in your family's ridiculing you, or your pastor says stay away from him, or on and on and on and on and on and on. Lord, just show up and let God show off. That's what we're going to do, because we are in dire situation. If you watch Tucker Carlson last night, and you don't understand the depth of the corruption in Washington, D.C., man, oh, man, oh, man. And you know what else I'll tell you? I was watching this. I got so much information. Just be with me here, Lord. Do you know that there's billions of dollars that Obama, this is me talking now, the billions of dollars that Obama sent in cash to Iran. Yeah, anybody know? Somebody say amen so you know I'm not making it up. Put it on a plane and flew billions of dollars in cash.
Amen.
Huh? You know where that ended up, don't you, friends? That ended up in the pockets of politicians. It was given back into the pockets of politicians. Have you noticed Donald Trump has no Republican Party? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that this is a guy who's basically flying by the seat of his pants? He's got a few guys out there that appear to be on his team. But as far as the Republicans rising up in unison, en masse, and support of the president, it isn't going on. Why isn't it going on? Because they all got their hands in the cookie jar. And I watched a video yesterday. I'm just relaying to you hypotheses, okay? Now, I could teach them as truth, like evolution. I could tell you this is true, but I'm not going to do that because I don't know it's true. But I'm going to give you hypotheses which can be proven out. I think the Biden family controlled Obama. I think we had it backwards. We thought Obama was president and Joe was vice president. I think all the shenanigans going on behind the scenes that Joe Biden was the one controlling all of it. The Biden crime family, Obama, in some ways, was a willing puppet, a willing communicator. We're in unbelievable times. Now, I know this, and I said this a long time ago. People laugh at me. At the end of this whole mess will be a birth certificate. That's what's being unveiled and revealed, right? You know what I'm talking about? We're going to find a fraudulent birth certificate at the end of all this mess.
Absolutely.
But it won't be at the end of it, because it's just going to open up the door. See, we are right now either going to save and restore our republic, or we are finished as a nation. It is, in fact, that serious. And so I'm wondering what Bill Barr, I'm wondering what the Attorney General of the United States is doing right now today after he watched Tucker Carlson last night, knowing that Tucker Carlson just spread that information to the world. Everybody now knows it. It's out there. What's Bill Barr going to say? What's Christopher Wray going to say when we know, that the FBI had that stuff for over almost a year as they were investigating Trump? Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals teaches the left to do what? To accuse your enemy of what you're doing. Now, everything that we see going on with Joe Biden, they accuse Trump of. Is it yes or no? Am I missing something?
Dead on, Coach.
Yeah.
Dead on.
They were doing it all. They just blamed Trump.
Yep.
So that's why we're going to do what we're going to do this weekend. It's going to be fun. And we're going to rain down truth where we go, and we're going to be bold, righteous are as bold as lions, and evil men flee when no one pursues. But listen to me. You have to register online. You have to go to CoachDaveLive.com and register so we know you're coming. Okay? Now, listen. I just changed my mind. You do have to put some skin in the game. When you register, I don't know what your registration fee is, whatever it is. Your hotel and all that stuff is included in that. Once you do this, if you won't put skin on the game, then we can't trust you to come. Then if you won't put skin in the game, then that tells me that you're just a troll. You say, well, Coach, I don't have the money. Well, then get a hold of me and we'll work something out. Because here's what's going on. I get guys that I'm just telling you how the game's played, okay? I get emails all the time, all day, from people say, hey, Coach, I really want to come. And then I open it up and it's a penis. I can't even tell you how many I'm getting. Coach, I'd like to come. I'd like to come, right? Well, good. You want to come, go online, register. Put some skin in the game, and then you'll be. Then we'll let you be part of it. And saw Mike Blake. He came by yesterday. I got a lot of people that are excited about it, man. A lot of – I'll shut up a minute. Anybody want to say something? Good time to come in. I'm going somewhere this morning as every morning. Crooked Hillary. Hey, Crooked Hillary, Crooked Biden, Crooked Ray, Crooked you name it. Crooked Ray, Crooked Bar, Crooked Stick, whatever. Anything. It's crooked. It's crooked.
Wherever you look, Coach.
Crooked churches, Crooked Pope. Tell me when I'm wrong. Crooked bishops, crooked yep. politicians, crooked yep. sheriffs.
Absolutely.
Tell me when I'm wrong. Tell me when I'm wrong.
And I'm, you might mention to everybody that if they're only going to be able to make it Friday or Saturday and not going to stay overnight, that they probably wouldn't have to pay that fee. Isn't that right?
No, I'll give them the money back. It's not about money, Clay. I'll give them their money back. I want some skin in the game from them to begin. You understand what I'm trying to do? If they won't do that.
Yeah.
Right. Now, listen, if they register, then they just want to be a troll. I'm keeping your money, troll. I'm keeping your money. Okay. So if you're a troll and you want to be part of it, go ahead and register. I'll keep your money. We appreciate the donation. Yeah, Mike. Okay. Free option on the screen. There's a free option. Free option. What we do need, one of the things we really do need, we need to know how many are going to be spending the night on Friday or whatever, any night. We just need to know that so we make sure we have enough hotel rooms. We've got hotel rooms booked, and it's good. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. It's just good. That's all I can tell you. It's going to be really, really good. Let me move on here, okay? Wow, a lot of stuff to talk about. Hey, put up their OJ's photo. Yeah, I know you had it up earlier. This was made by OJ, my buddy, our buddy, OJ. His granddaughter, Emma. When OJ, see, they used to think OJ was, his wife thought OJ was crazy when all of a sudden he started standing up for what was right and pointing out how the government was crooked and churches are crooked. I'm trying to, where am I here, Mike? Presentation. Why won't that pop open there? Come on here. Is it up on the screen, Mike? Because mine doesn't seem to be working. Okay, thanks. There it is. Okay. Now, OJ's granddaughter, Emma Eastwood, made this. Folks, you could do this with every human being, adult human being on the planet, or in America anyway. So Emma made this for one of her senior projects. It says, how much damage can one abortion do? And so she says, if my grandpa had been killed in his mother's womb, it would have been 70 lives, not here. Ponder that a second. It's not only one abortion. It's one man who had four kids. And those four kids gave OJ and Dorita 14 grandkids. And then those 14 grandkids gave OJ and Dorita 39 great-grandkids. And those 39 great-grandkids have now given them 12, maybe 13. I think maybe they just had another 13. 70, if OJ Eastwood had been aborted, 70 people would not be here today. Multiply that. Pick anybody. Pick your own family tree. And ask yourself this. Is this honoring to the Lord? And if this is not honoring to the Lord, if children are a heritage, is that where Psalm 127, find it, Mike. I think it's 127. Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord. Heritage. Oh, man, Lord, I have to get going down there. I'll do it. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it. Psalm 127, I think it is, Mike. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. It's talking to us. It's not about your house. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So we have to ask ourselves, is the Lord keeping the city? Is he? Because if he's not keeping the city, what we're doing is in vain. So it's vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late and to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sheep. Lo, hey, dude, that's what lo means. Dude, hey, children are an heritage. Mike Webster's Heritage. Look that up. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. Heritage. An inheritance. In Scripture, the saints of the people of God are called his heritage as being claimed by him and the objects of his special care. Wow. Saints or people of God are called his heritage. Back to Psalms, Mike. Back to Psalms, if you could. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is whose reward? Who's that his? Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is whose reward? His reward, the Lord's reward. The Lord's reward are the children. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. Why? So that they're not going to be ashamed. Why? Because they're going to speak with the enemies right in front of their houses, in the gates. It's the word of the Lord. Right there's the word of the Lord. The children are heritage. Those children belong to the Lord. They belong to the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Come on, dudes. Come on. How can God bless them? How can God possibly make it? Yeah, is that Gary?
Yes. That sign that you just, what you're talking about with how many grandchildren have
OJ's?
Someone had not had that abortion. I carry that sign every time I go to Planned Parenthood.
It's powerful, isn't it, Gary? It's a great, great picture.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Me too. Awesome, man. Thank you, OJ. We honor you, OJ. OJ's going with us this weekend. He found a way to get it done. Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. Hey, listen, I want to stop real quick. Our Tony Sumner, our Kiwi. A Kiwi Salt and Light Brigade guy, his wife was in an accident yesterday. I don't know how severe. Broke a couple broken bones or whatever. And so Tony just asked for prayer for his wife. So, Lord, we lift up Tony's wife, Lord. We thank you for the work that he's doing there in New Zealand, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would expand his territory, the stakes of his tent. Make him enlarge them, Lord. Heal his wife. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mark Mattingly, our buddy Mark Mattingly. Mark Mattingly's in the hospital here in Lancaster, Ohio. They don't know what's going on with him, doing all kinds of tests. Lord, we just lift up Mark to you right now. We thank you for his warrior's heart, Lord, and his willingness to serve. And we just pray that you would direct and guide the doctors and all those many tests that they have, Lord. In fact, Lord, we just ask this. We just ask for a healing for Mark. And when the doctors come in there this morning, they're going to say, you know what, Mark, we don't even know what it is, but we're going to let you go home. And Lord, we want that supernatural healing to come upon Mark right now. We trust you to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Probably more guys out there need to be prayed for. Lord, I pray for Serge right now. I just feel an urge to pray for Serge. Let's pray that you would lift him up, Lord Jesus, and you'd encourage him. You'd strengthen his arms, Lord, and you'd bring along those alongside him, Lord, that will encourage him and help him in this battle. In Jesus' name. Who else is Lord? It's on my heart to pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got anybody that needs a prayer of agreement here, man?
Thanks, Coach. That means a lot.
Well, it don't mean a lot, man. It's the Lord. We're giving the Lord the opportunity to do something. He's going to ride on that word. He's going to ride on that word, brother. Hey, by the way, guys, this is important. Do I go there, Lord? No, I'll save it for another day. It's good. I'm going to go there. Hey, I want to, Mike, if you would, anybody got anything else they want to throw on the table? Because I'm going to jump into something here that is worthy of us discussing here. Anybody at all? Any questions at all about this weekend? Please come if you can. Please come if you can. God bless Pam. Pam out in, where is she? She's in Oklahoma, I think. I don't know. Pam, Wichita, wherever you are, Pam. God bless you. She gave us a hefty support check for this weekend. That's why we're able to do what she did. Now, those of you out there who can still contribute, we can use it. If you please, if you can't go, Kevin Fave, appreciate your offering yesterday. Others that are giving offerings. Listen, folks, we still need it. We're gone. We still need it. But it lightens the load if we all jump in. If you can't go, you can help support us. That would be great. Man, I feel like I'm all over the place. I'm heading somewhere. I got a dart to throw today. You with me? So yesterday, see, I always say that and then I don't give you a chance to respond. Does anybody have anything to say? A little bit of a time delay here.
If we go to Hillary's house, maybe we can get a bucket of chicken and eat it out in front of her house there.
Maybe we could. It's going to be good.
She says we're the deplorable, so we got to do what we can to make her happy.
Let me ask you guys something right now. If Christian men don't show up and demand justice, who will? Can somebody tell me who that is? Roni Daniel, the head of the Republican Party. Roni will show up with her uncle Mitt Romney. She's going to show up and demand justice. Is that how it's going to happen? Who's going to demand justice? Who is? Remember we talked about the First Amendment of the Constitution said what? Redress of our grievances. That's our problem. We have no redress of grievances. We watch these criminals running around crazy, nobody doing anything about it. And remember that I talked about that show where the guy in Columbus said, ain't about time somebody done something. Ain't about time somebody done something. We just going to sit around and watch this freaking banana republic go on like this. Really? That's what we're going to do? No, I ain't going to do it, man. I'm not going to do it. Sit around and watch.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, there's people already demanding justice called Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
They're making up
lies about uncommitted crimes and demanding justice for them. Man, if there's no counterbalance to that, we deserve what we get if we don't put a pushback.
Hey, Larry, when will we be stronger? When will we be more prepared? When? Huh? If somebody can give me a better time, say, well, Coach, let's just get organized. We'll go back. We'll go there in January. Okay, good. You think so? You really think so? You really think it's going to be easier in January than it is right now?
You know, Coach, I've seen a lot of movements over the years. And the thing that kills more movements than anything else is people waiting for the plan to be before they start executing.
Amen. Well, we're going to execute. So anyway, we have not. Oh, I got to show you this. Hey, Mike, go to my stuff. Just want to keep you all encouraged. Go to WRFD today. I want, just in case all of you were, just wanted you to know that we are fighting back the major Christian media, Salem Communications out of Columbus, Ohio. They got radio stations all across the world. I want you to know that they are fighting back. I got their daily email today, what programming they have coming up at here at WRFD here in Columbus. And I'm sure this program's probably didn't you get it, Mike? Didn't I send it? Should have just been able to click on it. No, that ain't gonna do it. Oh, I hate it when this happens. So, Mike, when you click on that WRFD today thing, nothing comes up?
Go for it.
Hey, Coach.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
I wanted to share something. I have a friend. Her name is Wani, and she's from Korea. She married an American military person, and she posted yesterday, I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016. In fact, I hated him. I thought he was rude, unpresidential, inexperienced, and downright wrong for the country. I was told that Trump hated all minorities and he was racist. As an immigrant minority, I was convinced he despised my demographic. But then she goes on to say that the first year of his presidency, she started seeing the truth. And the more she pulled the veil back, she realized that she had been brainwashed. And so now she's letting everybody else know that how brainwashed she had been, and she's speaking up and saying, he's the best president we've had.
Wow. Isn't that something? Truth matters, doesn't it, Naomi? Truth,
it
truth
does. Matters for sure. It does.
Mike, I just sent you the email, that thing. I don't know if you can get it up there. Let's stay with me. I got someplace to go this morning. I promise you. But I want to make a point. I want to make the point. I just sent it to Mike, so he's going to bring it up there. Well, Mike's got the program guide up there for us, which is probably just as good. But Breakpoint, I like Eric Metaxas. He does okay. Joni and Friend. There we go. No, that's not it. Hey, Mike, we can move on. It's not that big a deal. It really isn't. Because I'm just trying, again, folks, I'm trying to show you how it's like we are oblivious to what's going on. This war has come to the door of the church, and our church leaders don't get it. They don't get it. They continue on with their programs and their sermons. And we have a communist infiltration on steroids right in front of us. And the churches won't even, if they do gather, which most of them aren't even doing, they certainly aren't praying for the supernatural intervention of God to push back this darkness. They certainly aren't doing that. They're playing church.
Amen, Coach.
I'm telling you, I'm not trying to make any friends anymore. I don't care. Hey, Mike, I got to move on to something else. I can't. It's not your fault. I can't wait anymore on that. So let's go to.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
We're meeting tonight with their Christian attorney, Tom Condit, with the couple, Matt and Natalie, to reveal that darkness, that ugly child protection service tonight. So
it's everywhere. It's everywhere. The devil has seized control of everything. Do you understand, folks? Do you understand that? And is that the way it's supposed to be? Is that the way it's, well, Coach, we're about to get raptured out of here. Really? This is how it goes down? Sorry. Sorry. I just got 1,000 things. I'm looking at my other 1,000 things I got to show you here. Hey, Mike, go click on Advocate Murder. This is our local newspaper. I don't know why. I check our local newspaper today as well. This is how morally confused we are. See if Mike gets that up there. Got a hangnail. Sorry. I don't want to bite my nail in front of everybody. Newark, Man, that's where we live. That's our county seat. Newark man pleads guilty to charges in infant's death after abortion. So here's the story. You can scroll down through there. It's this young couple. She gets pregnant, and they go online, and he's 26 years old. He's charged. But what? Now watch. Look. They go out, and they get. They go online. They order some abortion pills. And gives it to his, she is 26 weeks pregnant. I think it is 26 weeks pregnant. And they go out and they get some abortion pills, and they take this abortion pills, and she gives birth. All right? She gives birth. Well, when she gives birth, she's shocked that this baby is a baby. She's believed all the lies that we're allowed to be perpetrated ever. She's believed all the lies, right? That it's just a little blob of tissue. Well, what happens? A little baby's born, 26 weeks, whatever it is. What do they do? Well, they do what everybody would do, right? They put it in a shoebox. They put it in the trash. And then she testified. I'll give you this. She testified that she couldn't believe how big it was. She couldn't believe how big it was. Yeah, but look. Here's what I want you to see. Braden C. Mall, 26, of Newark, pled guilty to one count of child endangering. I thought it was a fetus. One count of child endangering, a third-degree felony, and, hey, abuse of a corpse. What? Do you see how the law won't even call it out what it is? What if I'd have gone over there and kicked her in the belly and she'd have given birth and that baby would have died? Would it have been abuse of a corpse?
Hey, Coach, abuse of a corpse. Abuse of a corpse. I remember standing in front of a clinic in Columbus, and they were closed because the pipes were clogged up with something.
That would be abuse of a corpse, wouldn't it, Mike?
Be a whole lot of corpses clogging up their drains.
Yep. Hey, Mark, be good to know that's a fifth-degree felony. Fifth degree. So what does he get? What did they get for it? Can we call it the truth? He either murdered the baby or he's practicing medicine without a license. That's really all that went on here. So we have to decide, did he murder the baby or did he practice medicine without a license? Because by taking the pills, that bordered it. I thought abortion was legal. Isn't abortion legal, folks? Somebody help me out here. What kind of attorney does he have? Don't we have partial birth abortion in America? Aren't we trying to fight to save babies after they're born? What? You got to read the rest. Oh, wait a minute. She was 28 weeks, 7 months, 7.5 months. What did they think was going to come out?
Hey, Coach, you think they would know if they were?
They're victims of lies, see. Both of these kids, their kids, their whole lives have been told it was just a blob of tissue. They've been lied to, see. And so now they commit a crime based on lie. Go ahead, Jeff, whatever you're saying.
You think she would know by a sonogram?
Or no, you don't know. No, we can't assume that because everywhere they go, they lie. They lied to them. And we let them get away. Abortion, if abortion was done publicly so everybody could see it, there wouldn't be abortions. Nobody would do it. What if we went out in front of Planned Parenthood, Robert, and we killed a puppy? Did an abortion on a puppy. They'd have us thrown in jail, right? Thrown in jail. Now, is this kid a criminal? See, most people, this is happening thousands and thousands of times a day, except he has to go pay a doctor to do the exact same thing he did. That's all he did. There's anything different about it. By the way, you know how they found out? Well, the umbilical cord didn't come out. So she began to have female problems and went and found the umbilical cord and the whole story unraveled. But scroll on down, Mike, because I'm sure he's going to spend a lot of time in jail, isn't he? Well, they sent him home on, now he's allowed to go home. Let's see, prosecutor said early morning to tell the whole story, what he did, additional evidence collected. Judge Marslane gave the maximum penalty. What's the maximum penalty? Based on the charges he's convicted to, is up to 4 years in prison, $12,000 fine for murder. Now, listen, did he murder it or did he practice medicine without a license? This is a confusion we have. We have one set of rules and one set of laws for abortions. There's something there. Okay, move on. That's local. That happened right here. She's a victim. You know why she's a victim? She's been told lies. She's been told that isn't a human being. In fact, she might go to church and hear the church never say anything about it. This girl is not a murderer, although she is. She's a victim. She didn't know. She probably went to public school. Probably did, I guess. All right, I had to show you that. Oh, I got some good stuff. Pull up, Mike, go to the last one. Pull up Michael Voris. We had him on yesterday, folks. If you didn't get a chance to watch that video, please go back and watch it. We're getting a lot of views on it because Michael Voris certainly brings in not that one, bud. That's a good one too, but that's not the one. Doesn't it say, is that what you come up with? Did I do that again? Tell me I didn't do that. If I did, Mike, whoops, you know where the video is. Find that Voris video from yesterday. I hate, yes, I, okay, my fault. I sent Mike the wrong link. But go to Coach Dave. There you go. CoachDave.tv. You can find it, Mike. And I was distracted this morning. I'll be honest with you. A lot on my mind as I'm doing the show prep.
I say something while he's looking for that?
Yeah. Mike, stop that, please. Go to the 55-minute mark, Mike. 55-minute mark. Yeah, come on in, somebody. Come on in.
Hey, Coach.
It's been on my heart.
Go ahead.
All right. It's been on my heart that a lot of people, the reason that they get abortions and they think that that this is okay is because they don't hear those babies crying. If them babies were crying while they were trying to kill them babies, we'd be in a whole different ball game here.
Clay, let me give you a better perspective, Clay. I remember when my daughter was in high school. She blew out her knee playing a basketball game. She had to have knee surgery, and when she went into the doctor to schedule the knee surgery, let the doctor do the inspection. You know what he did before? He showed her a video, Clay. He sat her down and showed her a video of exactly what they were going to do. He showed her the knee surgery, what the thing was. She had to look at the video, and then we had to agree that it would be okay to do that. Now, if every woman who's going to kill a baby had to go in and sit down and view an abortion, and an actual abortion, and let the woman, don't they call that informed consent? That a woman would really know what was going on. If the women were to look and see what they were doing to their own child, they wouldn't kill them. They wouldn't kill them.
You're right, Coach. And you just, it's amazing to me that people don't have enough sense to understand.
No, that the reason that people don't have sense, Clay.
The reason that the baby doesn't cry is because it doesn't have any air in its lungs. It can't get air in its lungs until it is outside the mama. And that is why they keep the head inside the mama and kill the baby, is so nobody can hear it scream.
Silent Scream is a video out called Silent Scream. I'm with you, Clay. I'm with you. Somebody else wanted to come in real quickly. I got to get to where I'm trying to get here.
Yeah, Coach.
Yes.
When I preach on abortion clinics, I bring up the subject of the political parties and treaties that they make for the United States of America allow businesses to leave, and so people lose jobs, so they cannot feed their children. So that's another excuse to kill them.
I'm heading here. If you guys will bear with me here a second. So Michael Voris, at the end of the show, I said to Michael Voris, "What do we have to do, Michael? Whatever." This is about a 5-minute segment, I think. But this had me thinking all day, all night, all day and all night with what he said right here. Blew me away. Go ahead and play it, Mike. Just a bouncer at a bar. That's all he is. He has blocked the door from the God-hating, socialist, communist left who wants to come in and do away with everything regarding to Christ. And we are at a point right now that if the church does not arise, hey, listen, we only got, even if Trump gets reelected, Michael, we got 4 more years of that. Then what do we have? So it's a very short window that the church has to arise. What would be your advice to a bunch of Protestants, Michael, about where we are today and what it is we need to do?
You have to turn the tables on whatever theological or non-theological thought is present in the community that forgives, excuses, promotes contraception. Until that evil is removed, the sanctity of marriage, the sacrament of marriage, is completely obliterated. And it leads to the death of millions of children. It leads to homosexual marriage and everything else. The theology has got to get straight. If the theology isn't straight, all we're doing right here is just, you know, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Because in 4 years, if we're given 4 more years, in 4 years, these same questions come straight back. And older people who sort of know some of this, at least instinctively, will have died. The older voters will have died, and they will have moved on, and they will have been replaced by a bunch of, you know, young socialist, Marxist-minded guys. Some ladies here were at a restaurant the other day, and they were, you know, they walked in, and the young 20-something-year-old guy's like, put your mask on. And they're like, no, it's ridiculous. It's socialist. And he starts swearing at them, telling them, I want the country to be bleeping socialist. He has no idea what it is. They're stupid because they're not stupid. They're lacking in IQ, stupid as far as low information. They have no idea what socialism is. They have no idea. All they hear is free college, free this, free that, free. Oh, da, da, da. I've been raised not having to be responsible with regard to anything. And I have to show up to work on time. When I get hired, I need to be immediately the CEO, even though I'm only 22 years old. I should have everything that I ever want. I should be able to have sex with whoever I want, whoever I want, whenever I want, however I want. And if we happen to get pregnant, I should be able to just kill the kid, move on with my life. That mentality all comes from contraception. Until that is eradicated from Protestant and Catholic lay people mindsets, and in Protestantism, it would have to be erased kind of theologically, officially, because it's for the most part, it's a completely accepted theological thing. At least in Catholicism, we have the official teaching of the church still saying, absolutely not. We just have too many people who are Catholics, including clergy, ignoring it. But at least we've got that there, that that has never been sacrificed. But until this is gone, all of this you're seeing around you is just going up in flames.
Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. Okay. I appreciate you joining us. Here's what I know. You can stop there. Okay, folks, listen. That just hit me right to the core. Birth control in the American Christian church. It's as commonplace as drinking water. No thought at all to birth control. Did you guys know that until 1965, birth control in America was against the law? Did you guys know that? Did you know that? Because, again, one of the points that Michael Voris is making, it, Mike, as we're talking there, go up and pull up, where did I have it there? Griswold. Maybe it's the second one. It's an email sent by itself, Mike. The point Michael Voris is making is because we've made sex simply about pleasure and not reproduction.
And Coach,
hang on. Yeah, yep. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off in that thought, but the fact of the matter, it is a hard issue because not only is the church involved in doing these abortions and then doing the birth control, brother, they come in and they use Sunday school as a drop-off nursery system. They don't even have a heart to have children.
Amen. Amen. But the point being this, as soon as you removed the possibility of a child being created in the sexual union, it became hedonistic. In other words, it was all about pleasure. So as soon as sex came out of the marital bed and reproduction, the miracle of conception, when that was removed, sex became entertainment only. And I thought and thought and thought about that. When was the last time, listen to me, you walked into a church and heard a pastor stand in the pulpit and speak against birth control? Anybody, you ever hear that? That even though you're not Catholic, that might be a sin? That might be a sin? Did you know that in the United States of America, right on the screen right now, Griswold versus Connecticut, argued and decided June 7th, 1965, what was Griswold versus Connecticut about? It was about whether or not a man and a woman had a constitutional right for birth control. Appellants, the executive director of Planned Parenthood League of Connecticut, wouldn't you know it, there they are, Planned Parenthood, and its medical director, a licensed physician, were convicted as accessories for giving married persons information and medical advice on how to prevent conception. And following an examination, prescribing a contraceptive device for the wife's use. Connecticut statute made it clear for any person to use any drug or article to prevent conception. It was against the law. Appellants claimed that the accessory statute as applied violated the 14th Amendment. Boy, if we could go back and change America, get rid of the 14th Amendment, we'd be a lot better off. Maybe I'll cover that someday. An intermediate appellate court in the state's highest court affirmed and held that the appellants have standing to assert the constitutional rights of married people. The Connecticut statute forbidding use of contraception violates the right of marital privacy, which is within the penumbras of specific guarantees of the Bill of Rights. Okay, folks, there it is. That opened the door to abortion. Why? Because the right to a woman having abortion was also found under the right to privacy, 14th Amendment, and the penumbras of the Constitution. Now, what's a penumbra? Penumbra is a shadow, a cloud, an assumed right. So the door to abortion and homosexual marriage and all of these other evils began with Griswold. When the Supreme Court said sex can be done just for fun. Sex is about fun and pleasure. And it opened the door to all this other stuff that we're dealing with today.
That's self-pleasure, self-gratification with no responsibility. That's why women want to do abortion, so they're not responsible for their sexual activity. When you talk about that, Coach, what happens is that slippery slope effect. It goes from it's all about self-gratification. then enter pornography, men, self-gratification.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. When the sexual union or whatever, when it, yeah, JR says, feels good, do it. Feels good, do it. That's our society. So listen. Now it feels good to do it. Okay. Well, nobody has made the right to tell me what I can do with my body. My body, my choice, right? My. So therefore, if I was out screwing around and I got knocked up, sorry for the harsh words, but that's where we are. Out screwing around, I get knocked up. Well, I didn't mean to get knocked up. I have a choice. I want to kill my baby. Well, the Supreme Court says, well, it's in the penumbras of the Constitution. That's a right to privacy. Of course you can kill the baby. We are 50 years down the road on this thing and still don't understand what happened. And so when Michael Vore started talking about that yesterday, I thought, my goodness, is that ever it? Is that, hey, listen, how many large families do you guys see in your churches? How many large families do you see anymore? I'm sure everybody's screwing. There's not a lack of screwing going on. Oh, you say, Coach, that's so crass. Oh, sorry.
Well, it comes back to, why is it that you don't want to have more children? And it all will come back to money, and which then turns into self. It's all about me.
Well, Dale. What? No. Amen. But listen, who do those kids belong to? Who do those kids belong to? We read that at the beginning. Children are heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. They ain't our kids.
But Coach, that interferes. It goes all the way back to the garden. And if you eat this, you will be like gods. Well, when I can control my little world, then I become the king of my own little world.
So Dale, as you know, when we're out on the street and we're out fighting for abortion, what do we always hear? The left always says, oh, I suppose you're against birth control too, right? And yep. dumb me, I say, no, I'm not against it. Well, you know what? I should be, shouldn't I? I should be against it.
Yep.
We all should be against it.
My wife was holding her little new grandbaby just a few days ago, Coach, and she goes, uh-huh. Oh, my God. Yeah, I could see it in her eyes. I'm like, baby, it's get a Marvin Gaye CD. Let's get it on. I'm all for to have more children, even at this age in life.
And see, Dale, here's another problem we miss. Listen, grandparents, listen to me. Grandparents, don't let your kids struggle, your children, your young married children. Don't let them struggle financially. And say they can't have babies because of it.
Coach,
get rid of your camper. Get rid of your timeshares. Get rid of all these other things you do. And if you have to help them pay their mortgage, have babies. Does that message sell today? That the message doesn't sell. Why? Because the most right now, the greatest generation who fought and rescued this nation gave birth to the baby boomers, who are the most selfish group of people to ever be born, next to the group that followed them.
We call it money management, Coach.
Money management.
You're singing my song. You can ask anybody in my church and they will tell you that I've proclaimed it from the pulpit to my kids' ears. I will go broke to make sure that my children can make it.
I go broke making sure my grandchildren get to come around and sit them. I don't care. They can have everything I have. I've told my children this. I'm not talking about making them lazy. That's not what I'm talking about. But when I sit around and I see my grown children are struggling financially and I have the means to help them, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tell them, have more kids. Have more children. Will you please have more children? It honors the Lord. What's happened to the church? Where did the church lose that message?
Amen, Coach.
Joe?
Earlier in the show, you had that placard up with
OJ's.
My pa and his 70 descendants. If you take that number and pull it times the number of abortions,
oh my goodness,
we've lost 4.2 billion gifts to the Lord.
Joe, those are his babies.
I know.
Those are his reward. Might pull that up there again.
Secular education, Coach, places no value on life.
Secular education places no value on life. I'm sorry, Mike. Psalm 127. Because I want this to get in us. To get in us. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. His. My, go up to verse 2. Go up to verse 2. It's vain to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are heritage of the Lord. They belong to him. We just read what heritage was. The fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of little babies. Why? Because they're not going to be ashamed. They're going to go speak at Hillary's house, and they're going to go speak. They're going to contend with the enemies in the gate. How many little soldiers, Joe, did you say? How many little soldiers taken out? Oh, my Lord.
4.2 billion.
4.2 billion.
Just based on those numbers, straight across, we're not doing anything really scientific. We're basing that on one man's descendants within his lifetime.
Amen. I got one more thing I want to bring. I've almost, as they say, shot my wad here today. Almost out of ammo, just because this is so impactful to me. The whole Griswold thing. Oh, Griswold. Amazing. Amazing that I'd let that one slip. Hey, Griswold, right? 60, prayer taken out of school. Hey, 1947, separation of church and state, lie. 61, prayer taken out. 63, Bible reading taken out. 65, Griswold, where penumbras were introduced. 73, could start killing babies. Just follow it down. Sodomy, boom, 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 boom. See what's going on with those wicked men and the penumbras of the Constitution, the right to privacy in the Constitution. We are wicked, wicked people. Wicked people. We're not going to, this nation is not going to be rescued if we just, anyway, go ahead, Denny.
Amen. No, it's all incremental. You see, just like you said in 47, all those just little steps, little chips away. No one notices them until it's too late. So we have to do it.
That's right. So listen, I'm going to throw one more thing out there, and I don't have an answer to it. Okay. But I have to tell you, this greatly bothers me. Now, remember this. The solution to America's problems are not the president, nor the Supreme Court. We have yielded them both power they do not have. When we sit around and we say, well, Trump's got to end the funding of Planned Parenthood. Well, that's be good, but he can't do that. So, oh, yes, he can through an executive order. Well, he becomes a tyrant then. All right. We have a system set up, elected officials. We have a way the system works. And we don't want the president of the United States overstepping his boundaries just because it benefits us. That's how we got in the mess that we're in, right? We want to support a guy who will overstep his authority so we get what we want. That's what Obama did. They've all done it. And now we want Trump to do it. End abortion. Folks, it isn't Trump's job to end abortion. It's the church's job to end abortion. Why would we expect Donald Trump to care more about unborn babies than your local pastor? You say, well, my pastor cares. He does a sermon on it once a year. We got pro-life signs we put in our yard. Really? Well, God bless you and your pastor. But I got another issue that bothers me, and I don't know, and I'm going to throw it out there. Because how long can you halt between two opinions? That's what the scripture says. If Baal be God, serve him. If the Lord be God, we got a decision to make. And here's my dilemma. What do we do about sodomy? President Trump is all in on sodomy. Now, it forces us into a dilemma of choosing between the lesser of two evils, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't,
Joe. Listen, I cringe every time I hear Trump or one of his associates. Tiffany Trump yesterday addressed LBGDQRSTUVWXYZ perverts. She addressed him, said how much her daddy supported him, and he's always been for him, and yada, yada, yada. It grieves me. It grieves me. But again, Donald Trump is a reflection of the culture. He's a reflection of the culture. If Donald Trump were to walk into any church in America today, and just pick a church, and he were to go in there and he just sit down there for a month, do you think he'd hear one sermon on homosexuality, on sodomy? Think he'd hear one sermon? Do you think he'd hear one sermon on fornication? Think he would? Adultery? I don't think he would. And yet here we sit out here. Here the church sits out here with the acceptance, the casual Romans 1:28, who not only do the same, but give pleasure to those who do so. We sit out here and we give tacit, quiet approval to sodomy. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. And then we want to be mad at Trump because he supports sodomy when he looks at the Christian world. The Christian world accepts sodomy. Yes or no?
Yes. Coach, it's going to take the people to bring this nation back to its biblical starting points, to make this nation safe and secure, and to be a beacon to the world.
Amen.
Right now, we are just like the world.
We are the world. We are the world. We are the children. I should make a song about that, you know? That's right, right? But listen, because I get called on the hypocrisy. I get called on it, and it stings. When people ask me, how do you support Trump when he's pro-sodomy? That stings.
I actually didn't know that.
I say, well, I'm pro-Trump because he's, then I make up a lot of excuses. Well, he's protecting the babies and a lot of reasons. He's pro-sodomy, boys and girls.
The lesser of two evils.
Still, it ain't good. It ain't good. And that's a dilemma we're going to have to deal with. Listen, it's not enough for me to pull my support from President Trump. But what if in our marriage to my lovely wife, will be 41 years here in a month, what if I was the perfect husband, except I occasionally had sex with men?
Well, you're not really a good husband. You're just pretending to be.
Yeah. Wouldn't really be a very good husband.
Coach?
Yeah.
You're really singing my song this morning. Incrementalism cannot be reversed incrementally. And when the issue isn't the issue, what's the issue? The issue isn't abortion. The issue is anyway.
You broke up there, Jack. So friends, listen.
Yep.
You go look on the books right now today. Abortion's a crime. Killing an unborn child's a crime. Roe versus Wade didn't change that, friends. They just told us it did. Griswold, according to the Lord, birth control is still a crime. According to the Lord. Five votes on the Supreme Court didn't change that. Sodomy, male sex, anal sex, male-on-male sex. It's an abomination. It's a crime. It's a crime, folks. Boy, I see my email now. I see it coming. And what are we told? Love them, accept them, tolerance, diversity. See, you understand what's crept in? What's crept in? We will not even talk about nor deal with the sodomy issue. And it's not up to Donald Trump. It's up to the church. Yeah, Mark.
In cultures where birth control is not legalized or religions, guess what is legal? Butt sex.
Because
You can't get pregnant. You can't get pregnant. So all those nuns, aren't having babies. And their estates didn't get divided way back when the Roman Catholic Church formed. And it led to, you know, a celibacy, basically.
Yeah.
And then that led to homosexuality or abuse of children, pedophilia. So there would be no division of estates.
So, Mike, what are they doing right? Or, Mark, what are they doing now? Well, they're telling us that we ought to legalize sex between adults and children. Why not? It's in the penumbras of the Constitution. Boy, we got some work to do.
NAMBLA.
Huh?
Nabla.
We got some work to do, baby. I'm glad. Hey, I'm glad we got a new normal. I get kind of sick of that old one. Let the church arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Reg.